All right, we're interrupting the normal course of programming to go live as Iranian President Hassan Rouhani is speaking at the Iran-France Business Forum in the French capital, Paris. Let's listen in.
France has once again returned to the land of Iran with a stronger will, with a new energy. Within the framework of the policies of the Iranian government, and France is ready again to become active and operate. We have also come here to tell and address all the entrepreneurs and investors and business directors. We have come here to welcome them for their business activities in Iran. Of course, working with France is different compared to some other countries. The word France always reminds one of civilization, liberty, the grandeur of a nation, power, and industry and technology. And when you hear the word Iran, you're reminded of an age-old civilization, a rich culture, a historical nation, and a loyal nation. Perhaps when you utter the names of some countries in Iran, the Iranian nation may be reminded of some historical events and have a feeling of worrisome and concern. But this is not true about France. When you utter the names of some countries for cooperation, it may not be a source of pride, but cooperation with France is a source of pride. Speaking of the positive records in academic and scientific cooperation, and we started our cooperation with France 2 centuries ago on the basis of academic relations. And later, we commenced our activities in economic and infrastructural domains, and also development in different industrial and agricultural fields, as well as providing services. We went through an era that was an era of loose, it was a lose-lose era, and in fact, it was to the detriment of France, and Iran did not benefit either, and that was due to a wrong policy. The policy of sanctions has always been a wrong policy and has never proved to be successful in the course of history. And the policy of sanctions has always been harmful for both parties. And also speaking of exchanging of views and negotiations and logic and eventually agreement, these have always brought about good results for all the parties involved. France was one of the important and influential countries in the course of the P5+1 group negotiations. This agreement declared to the world that diplomacy and the negotiation table can be quite influential and effective, and that it can, through logic and prudence, untie the knots and resolve the problems, and in this way pave the way for people's prosperity and welfare. Today, we should make use of the post-sanctions or the post-JCPOA era. And at the current juncture, and also speaking of the era of sanctions during the time of hardships in the 11th administration of the Islamic Republic of Iran, we gradually and with short steps, but with power and a strong will, we managed to overcome very complicated economic constraints. This does not mean that all the problems have been resolved, but what I'm trying to say is that we managed to overcome the crises. We managed to control the inflation, we managed to contain the stagnation, and we managed to stabilize the market, and we managed to attract investments, and also we managed to develop our manpower and human resources, and also we managed to improve our relations with our neighbors as well as certain scientific and economic powers. We managed to take major steps in this regard. In the past 2 years, we had the minus 6.8 economic growth, and we managed to bring that figure to plus three growth. And we had the 45% inflation, and we reduced that inflation figure to a single-digit inflation rate. We managed to create and establish fiscal and monetary discipline in the country through a step-by-step process. Speaking of the business climate, we had 22, our ranking was improved by 22 figures, and also we managed to, speaking of the field of high technologies, we are among the first 10 countries in the world, and we are, Iran stands in the fourth place with respect to the actually educational courses for engineers. Iran is a newly emerging power, and France is a major scientific and economic power, and both countries have experienced age-old relations. And today, both countries are prepared to open a new chapter in their relations. Today can be the time for opening a new chapter in the relations of the two important countries of Iran and France. France, as an important and major power in Europe and throughout the world, and Iran as a stable and powerful country in the region. We are determined to create this bond. I also had meetings with Mr. Hollande in the past, and I had phone conversations with him, and we also had correspondence with each other. And also, speaking of the French effort for reaching an agreement, and his invitation for my official visit to France. This is indicative of the French government's will, and I wish to seize the opportunity and declare this point, that there is a similar strong will on the Iranian government's side, on the side of the Iranian government. Now, regardless of some complaints by the head of the Iranian chamber that were, of course, fairly expressed, today we are prepared to open a new chapter in the two countries' relations. Political will is the cornerstone that exists on both sides, and time is ripe for both countries to enhance their relations. And also, the past records of activities by French companies that will also contribute to the creation of conducive grounds, and also Iran's strategic position and Iran's energy reserves and the stability in Iran, and also the ample manpower that are educated, well-educated, and Iran's connections to and Iran's access to countries of the region, including Central Asia and countries in the east and the western parts of Iran and southern parts of the country, and Iran's need for investments in important energy, in the important sector of energy and the energy, the industries, agriculture, transportation, and the renovation of the country's aviation and overhauling the aviation industry, and also tourism and Iran's need for small and medium-sized industries in order to create job opportunities, and also the condition that has been created in my country for attracting foreign investments with clear legislations, as well as the views expressed by the government that are quite clear from the political perspective at the global level. And all these have paved the way for better relations between the two governments and also the private sectors. And the key to this is more activities by the banking system, and also the development insurance, and more swiftness in the competitive climate that exists today. And you have this key at, and we have this key at our disposal, and through our will, we can open this new chapter. France is a country that, in case of adopting a strong political decision, it can act independently, and there's no need for France to ask for any permission for that. And this is of great significance for us in our economic relations with France. I thank the French officials for the warm hospitality they extended to us in the course of this official visit. And also, we had His Excellency the Prime Minister, the head of the MEDEV, and also the head of Iran's Chamber of Commerce, and also the entrepreneurs. I would like to thank you all. I would like to thank them all for organizing this business forum, and also We have officials of the government of the Islamic Republic of Iran attending this forum today, and I'm certain that this is the start of and the opening of a new chapter, and we should all take steps based on strong will. We should take steps with courage, and of course, both the Iranian and French nations will benefit from such cooperation, and at the same time will not be to the detriment of any other nation. I wish you success and prosperity.